God, speak to us through your word this morning. Thankful for your presence, Lord. We praise you for who you are. Thank you, blessed Savior. In your name we ask it. Amen. We're going to Amos, the third chapter, and I'm going to read the third verse. Where's the brother? What a sweet message this morning. What a sweet message. Can two walk together except they be agreed? My dad died when I was 10 years old. He kept his whole family in church. And I look back at that and I value that. As I grew up, I realized that there was something in my dad that I couldn't get away from. It was not so much my dad, it was who dwells in him, the Christ life that was there. I'm glad for the love of God that will grip our hearts. You can't get away from it. Man told my wife, she was born to come out of the Episcopal Church as well. You don't come back, we're going to excommunicate you. She got saved and filled with the Holy Spirit, and it's all right, you go your way. I've got something far better. The prophet was talking here about Israel and God himself. God told children of Israel, he said, you haven't chosen me, I have chosen you. You weren't the greatest in number, he said, you were the fewest in number. But I chose you because I love you. Peter tells us in his writing that we are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a peculiar people. That word peculiar is a people for a possession. I'm glad I know who I belong to. And God said, well, I'm holy. You be holy. The word tells us in the Psalms that they're in Psalms 4 and 3 that God has set apart all of those that are godly for himself. As I look at three aspects of this divine companionship, I'll try to cut this short, but realize even in our own family, both sides, there are people that we can have fellowship up to a point. When you talk about Jesus, then the door shut. I'm glad I know whom I have believed. I'm glad that my life is hid with Christ in God. I'm not my own. I belong to him. And that first aspect, you know, is walking before God. God said, well, Abraham, I'm God Almighty. I'm El Shaddai. Walk before me. A devoted life. We're living in a world today, saints, and enjoy the brother's message. This world is gone nuts. Even with many of the saints of God that know him, they're sound asleep spiritually and don't realize what's just about ready to take place. When I approach God, God wants me to come in this attitude. You know, the word tells us in Psalms, stand in awe of him. Recognize who he is. He's God Almighty. He's our Savior. He's our Redeemer. By God's grace, our soon coming bridegroom. And Solomon in his prayer for his people will say, well, God, teach them the good way. I'm glad I can go boldly under the throne of grace and find grace to help in time of need. But you know, the word said that God has given me the right. I can go into the Holy of Holies. When I bow my knees and go to him, sometimes I just sit and weep. God, you did this for me. You did this for me. You're a holy God. You're a righteous God. God demanded that from his people, and Saint, God demands the same from you and I today. Walk a dedicated, holy, consecrated life to God. Paul said, give your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service. And why shouldn't it be? Consider what God has done for you. John puts it this way, Christ speaking, he said, now listen, you didn't choose me, I chose you. We were stuck in the mire and the filth of the world, and thank God for his grace, and I value the grace of God. We had a so-called man, I guess he called himself a pastor, came to our house one day and wanted to kind of set me straight. A little boy was sitting in the middle of the floor and playing with his toys, and he was sitting on the chair, and we're sitting there talking, and I learned real quick, if you get them off of the subject, they don't know what to do. I said, brother, what do you think about the blood of Christ? And he kind of stuttered a little bit and got back to his subject. And I said, brother, what do you think about the soon coming of Christ? And he stuttered again. And I said, brother, what does the blood of Christ mean to you? And he said, you know, brother, he said, you got a mental block. The only thing you know is blood and grace. Thank God for blood and grace. Saints, without the blood of Christ, we have nothing. This holy Son of God, without sin, he knew no sin, but he came sin for you and I, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. I say, it's the holiness of God in him. I'm nothing in myself. It's Christ that dwells in me. Amen. Oh, how we need to come to that place. And the saint, we're living in a nation that has long forgot about the sacredness and holiness of God. Even in the Kansas City area and other places, our churches are, they're not sacred anymore. People have come in and killed people in our churches today. They have lost the value of who he is. He's still the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's a God that changeth not, and many times when I go to God, I say, well, God, oh, listen, I am what I am by the grace of God plus nothing else. God, you did this for me. You died that I might have life and have it more abundantly. If I want that fellowship, saints, and I'm glad, you know, I like there in James, he said, you know, when I draw nigh to God, he draws nigh to me. But when I go to him, I have to realize, saint, listen, this is God. This is the one that spoke everything into existence. And the word says in Revelation, all things were created by him and for him, but for their pleasure they are and were created. You know, you're created for the pleasure of God. He wants a people for himself. He's going to have that by God's grace. No, it's not God's will that any should perish, and we realize that, saint. Many people are going to turn away from Jesus Christ, but there are those that want more of Christ. I had a man tell me one time, I said, now, Brother Hines, I know that I'm saved. I'm content with that, and I want no more. I feel sorry for you, brother. That's just the starting point. We have been accepted in him, saints. I've been made to rise together in heavenly places in Christ. I've been blessed with all spiritual blessings. I have all the exceeding riches of his grace. Oh, thank God for the great grace of God in our life. But we can't hang on to what the world has to offer and expect to please Jesus Christ. It just doesn't work. It doesn't work. We had a young man used to attend our meeting and came to me one Sunday morning and said, well, Brother Hines, I'm leaving the church. I said, what's your problem? Well, I don't need pastors, I don't need teachers, and I've got all nine gifts of the Spirit, and I'm just going to go out and set the world on fire. I said, well, when you fall on your face, come back, we'll still be here. We're living into people, and it's sad. My heart grieves many times. Go to God in prayer and just weep before God. God, so many saints of God are sound asleep. They have forgotten who you are. What's your attitude when you go before him? Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. Sacred. Solomon's prayer for his people was so God teach them the good way wherein they should go. I'm glad for the word of God. I value God's precious word. This is the most precious tangible thing that God has placed in your hands, God's precious word. We've visited a number of homes and you go in and there's dust all over the Bible. You could tell that it hasn't been picked up for a long time. Oh, Saint, listen. When I look in the world today and what's taking place, in one sense, my heart is grieved because of what's taking place and realizing what it's doing for the many saints of God. But on the other hand, I can get up and begin to praise God because, you know, the Lord said, well, when you see all of these things taking place, lift up your head and rejoice. Your redemption draweth nigh. Saints, it's just around the corner. We're so close to the coming of Jesus Christ. We don't know the day nor the hour when it's going to happen. Only God the Father knows that. But we have signs all around us, and it's amazing that Jesus Christ hasn't come yet. Many times God will wake me up 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning, and first thing come across my mind, well, God, is this the day? Is this the day? Is this the day? Suddenly the trumpet's going to sound and I'm glad I can have fellowship with the Father. I can have the fellowship with the Son. I can have the communion of the Holy Spirit. But say, when I go into his presence, I recognize this is the holy, pure Son of God. I've been privileged to walk into his presence time and time again. The door's wide open. God says, well, come unto me. All you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Oh, thank God for what we have in Jesus Christ. Can two walk together except to be agreed? That's God and you. It can happen. God doesn't, you know, sit back and say, well, God has to agree with me. No, that's not right. So I have to agree with God. I have to agree with him. Not only walking before God, but he's a holy God, but saying walking after God. Walking after God. Taking all my desires, all of my wants, all of my ambitions, and bring them into conformity with what the word of God has to say. I like what Isaiah said, well, this is the way, saying, listen, this is the way, walk ye in it. David said, well, God, write your word upon my heart that I might not sin against thee. Say, we need God's precious word. The Lord, even in his time with the disciples, warned them that false prophets, false teachers. You see them on every avenue of life in this world today. And listen, we better be rooted and grounded in the word of God. We need to be grounded and settled in this. I can walk with him. But saints, God wants me to be willing to bring my life to that point. And what's it, Joshua, as for me and my house, we'll serve the Lord. We make that choice every day of our life, what we're going to do with Christ. We decide on a daily basis what we're going to do with him. We had an ice storm the day that, how many Chief fans here? I had a bad ice storm, and I knew where it was coming from. I said, well, Brother Hines, are we going to cancel church tonight? Well, Lord willing, we'll have church tonight. But I guess God saw otherwise. We had a severe ice storm, and nobody could get out. And suddenly they put on Facebook, me and mine, we sat home and watched the football game. People are so enwrapped up things like that. Satan, one of these things that the pleasure does last just for a moment. What's going to happen, saints, when suddenly you take your last breath and you wake up and there he is? There he is. Am I really following him? I'm glad that, Saint, listen, when I yield to the word of God, it's God that works in me and through me, both to will and to do of his good pleasure, not mine. Perhaps you have, in our lives, we've seen it, and saints, sometimes, well, God will take us in the fire. He will keep us out of in the fire, but God will bring us out of the fire. He purges away the things in our life that are displeasing to him. I can't have that desire going this way, and this way, when God says, well, come this way, come this way. God's working in us and through us. Aren't you glad for that? We're the potter, he's the clay. And so God will mold into our life the thing that pleases him, not what pleases me. I say, listen, there's a sifting going on in the world today. God is choosing a people that will say, well, I don't want just the good will of God. I want the perfect will of God. I don't want to be just a 30-fold Christian. I want to be a 100-fold Christian. God is looking for people, saying that David said, oh, my soul hungers and thirsts after him. Without him, I can't do anything. Amen. I think of the woman at the well of Samaria said, well, God, give me this water where I never thirst again. May God give us a greater hungering and thirsting for Christ. Saying, listen, all that's in the world today, that's going to be gone in the near future. It's what you have done with Jesus Christ that's going to matter. I love him this morning. The word says that Josiah made a covenant to walk after God. He made that decision to walk after God. How about you this morning? What's your life like? And I like, you know, Paul's writing, my precious, precious, precious. I have a desire to depart and be with Christ. That's my desire this morning. I wish Christ would come today. We have no idea when it's going to happen. It may come today. The word says, order, David said, oh God, order my steps in thy word. Order my steps according to the word of God. Yes, we're told in the word of God, you know, come out from among them and be separate. It's not a holier than thou attitude, but saying, listen, God wants a people that will separate unto him. Say, God, I'm not satisfied. I want you. I want you. I'm not satisfied. His word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. Say, it's so simple. How can anybody err from the truth that's in God's precious word? God has made it so simple. Those that believe on the Lord Jesus Christ shall be saved. Aren't you glad for God's word? Amen. Oh, we have so many ups and downs through life. But all things, when I look back and see what God has done in my life and what he continues to do, I wouldn't turn back for anything in the world. Paul said, we press forward for the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Now, Saint, listen, this race isn't to the swift, it's not to the strong, but Saint, listen, we run with patience the race that is placed before us. Every child of God has been placed on that race course, but what do we do with it? What do we do with it? I've seen people in running in track that get so worn out, running miles or what have you, because they haven't trained for it. They haven't done what it takes to get ready for that race. Saying God is preparing you and I today, every day as we yield to the word of God, he's training us and getting us ready. One of these days, saints, in the twinkling of an eye. Hallelujah, in the twinkling of an eye, saints, it's going to be over with. We're going to see him face to face. But God said, listen, follow me. Follow me. Paul said, follow me, but follow me as I follow Christ. I love the Christ-like that you can see in other people. Saints, it's not who we are. We were born in sin, so we had nothing. We were the offscouring of the world. We were without God. We had didn't have the promises of God, but I like this statement, but God. Amen. But God. Hallelujah, I had nothing, but God gave me everything in Christ. Hallelujah. I was on my way to hell, but God redeemed me and set me free. He brought me out of darkness and placed me into this marvelous earth. Why shouldn't I preach the grace of God? What else is there in this world? I have passed from life unto death because of him. I value who he is. Oh, I love him this morning. I value who he is, my blessed Lord and Savior. 55 years of ministry, my wife and I both have seen many people come in and suddenly decide they want no more and walk away. I'm glad for the sweet group that we have to just continue to go on, continue to go on, continue to go on and take in the Word of God. That thrills a pastor's heart. The saint, listen to what I'm saying. It's not number. It's who's sitting on the inside. It's who's sitting on the inside. But I must walk after God. Make sure that the written Word of God becomes my life. It's like, honey, when's the last time you've tasted and seen that the Lord is good? Have you drank of him lately? Listen, he's the bread of life. I can eat of him. He's a fountain of living waters. I can drink of him. Nobody ever satisfies my soul like Jesus Christ does. Nobody satisfies me like he does. I love him. I like that song, Take the World, but Give Me Jesus. God highly exalted him and gave him a name that's above every name. And one day every knee will bow, every tongue will confess. He is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. And a man told me one time not long ago there in Leavenworth, well, brother, listen, I'm not going to bow to anybody. I said, one of these days you're going to bow to the Son of God. Every knee will bow to him. Saint, listen, this isn't about you and I. It's about Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. God is making up his jewels, and he said, they shall be mine. They shall be mine. Can two walk together except to be agreed? We have to be agreed to what God says in his word. If I don't agree with this, I'm just wasting time. My heart grieves many times. Listen, I've got relatives on both sides of the family that saved and filled with the Holy Spirit and have no desire to go to church. How can that be? They have allowed other things in their life to rob them completely of what God has for them. I said, brother, listen, I feel sorry for you. You're laying aside the best that God has for you for your own personal lust and envy. You're laying it aside. When's the last time we've really wept over lost souls and those in our family? But I want to walk with him. I want to do what God would have me to do. Saying, and this is the way, walk ye in it. I don't tire of grace. I guess many times people say, you know, you preach too much on grace. But what else is there? What else is there? But let's look at a third aspect in this walking together. The word says walk with God. Walk with God. That's a devoted life that God expects from you and I. I like the fact, you know, the word says Enoch walked with God for 300 years and was not. Enoch walked with God. You and I, every day of our life, we have the privilege of walking with him. Paul in Thessalonians said, well, walk worthy of Jesus. Walk worthy of his precious name. Walk worthy of him. I drive down to Tucson sometimes, and I guess people must think, well, I'm off on my rockers. I'm going to sing and praise God while driving in the car. And I know I'm not supposed to do that. Steering wheel keeps going where it's supposed to go. But you know, when you get wrapped up in Christ, When you're so devoted your life, you give it back to God. Well, God, here I am. Take this hunk of clay and use it for your glory. God, prepare me for that day when I'm... Hallelujah! I'm going to see Him face to face and rule and reign with Christ in eternity. Paul said, we press forward. We run, we run, we run, we run. We press forward. I fall down. Get up and run again. Get up and run again. Oh, Saint, listen, one of these days, and the word said that Christ Himself is going to come back. Say, He's coming back for me personally. How about you? Listen, God is coming back for you personally. He's not going to send the archangels back after me. He's not going to send my relatives back after me. I have a lot of relatives in heaven, but Saint, listen, Jesus Christ Himself is going to come back after me. When that day comes, I say, hallelujah, God, even so, come quickly. I wish it would happen today. I'm ready to go. This world has nothing for me here. But if I want that best, I have to be like Enoch, walk with God day after day after day. Many will fall aside, they're going to sound asleep, and they don't care what you're doing. But God cares. God cares. I believe in ranks and resurrection. We teach that in our meeting. But the word says one of these days, in a twinkling, it's over with. You're not going to have time to cry out, well, God, get me ready. You better be ready for it before it happens. Don't wait until then. Can you imagine? And I think when the flood came, how many people were on the outside of the door knocking? Oh, listen, let me in, let me in, let me in. But it was too late. There's going to be many that are going to cry out, oh, God, what happened? Let me in, let me in. But the bride is already gone. Oh, Saint, listen, that boils in my heart. More than anything else in this world, God, You mold me. God, You make me. I have brothers and sisters that have turned aside. I've had cousins turned aside. I've had relatives turned aside. But God, listen, I don't care what it takes, and I mean it with all my heart. God, let that fire be burning. Hallelujah! Let it be burning in my heart when the trumpets sound. God, I will hear that and go on to be with Christ. Everybody else is going to be laying aside there. Oh, I'm sorry. I wish I had a listen. Boy, there's a lot of people I wish they wish you had a listen. And I've noticed in our grace churches, they're getting smaller and smaller, smaller and smaller. I have a brother-in-law, Oklahoma, pastor in a small church outside of Tulsa. He said, oh, David, listen, we have 3 or 4, maybe 5 cars parked here. Right across the street, great big church. Oh, their parking lot is jam-packed. People going in by the hundreds. I said, brother, listen, God is separating. God is separating. We better place a value on the Word of God and Himself. Oh, Saint, listen, I feel like the writer, you know, he can make it a well of water springing up within your soul where you would never thirst again. God, give me that water. It's ours, but we have to drink of it. We have to drink of Him. Walk before me. It's a holy walk. It's a consecrated walk. It's a dedicated walk. But it's a holy walk. Make sure God had brought us to this place. Well, God, whatever you say, amen. I have relatives that, don't get me wrong, I'm not judging, but I look back on their life, the way they have lived it. And you know, when they miss the bride of Christ and we get in eternity, I'm going to say amen to what God's doing. God's going to judge them accordingly, not according to me, but according to truth. But I'm going to have to say, well, God, amen. They had their chance. They had their chance. Are we really following after him? But oh, Saint, the secret of God is with those that love him. I think the writer mentions the access to the stairs, access to him. How many times do we go to God and just sit in his presence worshiping him? Oh, Saint, listen. Let's learn to lay ourselves aside and lay ourselves open into his presence. Say, God, here am I. God, here am I. I like what the Lord said concerning himself. I'm not alone. The Father is with me. And saying, listen, you're not alone. Christ is a very present help in the time of need. He's always there. But I wonder if his heart's not grieved sometimes. You know, God's sitting there. Well, leave me alone. I'm watching a football game. Oh, leave me alone. I'm talking to my friend. Well, God, leave me alone. I have things to do. And I wonder if God's heart's not grieved sometimes because of that kind of an attitude. Saints, I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready. I have been blessed with all spiritual blessings. Like the man that pastored the church for 70 years, and last time I heard him preach, broke down and started crying and said, oh, brother, listen, after 70 years of preaching, I've just scratched the surface. We can't imagine what God has in store. Hallelujah! What God has in store for those who love him. Say, give your life, give all that you have back to him. Oh, God, help us. God, help us. God, help us. I want to completely agree with him, who he is. But I walk before God. God told Abraham, walk before me. I want to walk after him, pattern my life after the word of God. But I want to walk with him. There's three aspects of our fellowship, communion with God. Shall we pray? Father, in Jesus' sweet name, Lord, you know our thoughts before we even think them. You know our downsitting, our uprising. You know our trials, our testings, our heartaches. That God, you were tempted in all point like as we, apart from sin. You're able to succor those that come to you. God, help us to get our eyes off of our trials and testings and keep our eyes centered on Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Oh, blessed Savior, we hear that cry over and over again. Come away with me, my love. Come away. Come away. Shall we have a song in closing, brother? The altars are open if you want to see God in prayer. God is good, gracious, worthy of all praise and honor that we can give him.